If you're like me, you know that parenting is difficult at any age, and it's even more difficult when you're learning to be a parent and you're still really a kid yourself. Today, we're focusing on teenage pregnancy and the statistics and numbers in Putnam County, the educational opportunities, and maybe, to me, I think most importantly, prevention.
Better informed, better prepared. Living a better life in the Upper Cumberland. Your health and you with the Putnam County Health Department.
It's Your Health and You. I'm Marsha Lee, speaking today with our friends from the Putnam County Health Department, public health educators Katie Woodard and also public health educator Kayla French, along with Lisa Reeves, the sexual risk avoidance director. And Lisa is with the Cookeville Pregnancy Clinic, and they do very important work. They partner with the Putnam County school system to teach family life curriculum. May is a very important month for a lot of reasons, but May is National Teen Pregnancy Prevention Month. And I want to ask you, Kayla, can you tell me a little bit about what this means? What is National Teen Pregnancy Prevention Month?
So throughout the entire month of May, the Adolescent Pregnancy Prevention Program will be bringing awareness to the prevention of teen pregnancies. And each year they highlight the historic declines in the U.S. teen pregnancy rates that provide support and resources to our grantees. Which also educate the public and support our nation's youth in the development of healthy life skills and future success. So in observance of National Teen Pregnancy Prevention Month, we're going to bring awareness and action to these important issues. And this year, the APP program will promote the theme of empower youth to make healthy decisions. This will highlight holistic approaches to preparing youth for the future, and it will also address the overlap of sexual activity with other risky behaviors, which will empower youth to make better informed.
So that would, the other risky behaviors, not to interrupt you, but that would be associating the teen pregnancy rate with maybe drug and alcohol use also?
Yes, and it's just going to help them make better healthy decisions overall.
So this approach involves obviously trying to prevent the number from rising. And this is not just a campaign that happens locally, but National Teen Pregnancy Month is something that happens. It's a nationally recognized month for May.
Yes, it's nationwide. We're just, you know, involved with it with our county locally, and we do things here to help prevent as well.
Now, nationally, obviously, teen pregnancy is an issue. But it's an issue locally. I mean, I know that probably when you all graduated from high school, certainly when I graduated from high school, there were people younger than me. There were people in my graduating class. There were people that had, you know, as sophomores become parents. What are the numbers, Katie, in the Putnam County area? What's the total number of teen pregnancies in our county?
Well, and actually in Putnam County in 2016, we had a total number of 23 pregnancies. With the majority of those being 15 to 17-year-olds, but we also had a couple of between 10 and 14-year-olds as well.
And I don't know, statistically, are these most often, do you have the data to support, are these most often abuse-related pregnancies, or are these more often, you know, just teenagers in high school, not educated, not realizing that they could become part of these statistics?
My guess is those younger numbers are abuse related, according to what we've seen in our clinic. But most of your teenage pregnancies, I would guess, are just with consenting teenagers. That would be my guess. I don't have the data behind that.
It's Your Health and You. I'm Marsha Lee. Speaking today with our friends from the Putnam County Health Department, Katie Woodard and Kayla French, and also with Lisa Reeves with the Cookeville Pregnancy Clinic here in Putnam County. We're discussing teen pregnancy statistics for May, because May is National Teen Pregnancy Prevention Month, not just statistics and numbers for May, but just overall the numbers and how we can help lower those numbers. Of course, lowering those numbers requires education and prevention. To curb these numbers and statistics and lower the teen pregnancy rate, there are certainly educational avenues being used. So what type of prevention education is happening to decrease the numbers of teen pregnancy?
Here locally in Putnam County, I can tell you a little bit about what we're doing and what students we're speaking to, things like that. First, let me say that we at the Cookeville Pregnancy Clinic partner with the Putnam County school system. Melanie Bussell, who is the coordinated school health supervisor, she oversees and approves any and all curriculum. It is also approved by the school board. So that's important to us, that they understand that we partner together on that.
Lisa Reeves, the Sexual Risk Avoidance Director with the Cookeville Pregnancy Clinic. And you also teach with the Putnam County School Systems. You coordinate these family life curriculum classes to help with education.
Right. And what that means is we usually go into, for example, at a high school level, we'll be in a wellness class. Most of the time, those are sophomores, but you'll have your random senior, just depending upon their schedule. Again, most of the time in wellness, whenever they have that. And then in the middle school level, usually around eighth grade here in Putnam County.
What is the course? Just a brief kind of an overview of what the students are being taught.
Sure. Well, first, Tennessee has a law. It's Senate Bill 3310. And it's a pretty extensive, pretty detailed list of what we are allowed to say and what we're not allowed to say. They're very clear on what the curriculum can include and what, you know, cannot include. And so we go to great lengths to make sure we adhere to all those guidelines, because it's our intention to be above reproach and to honor what the law states. But we use a curriculum called Real Essentials. To highlight that, I'll give you the quick version, is we talk about healthy decision making, kind of like what Katie and Kayla were talking about, just long-term decision making, how what you do now affects your life later. We talk specifically about teen pregnancy. What would that really look like in somebody's life? We try to unpack that, get them to really think critically about
it. I mean, grief.
Yes.
it's scary when you're like in your 30s.
I know, for goodness
sakes, I can't even imagine.
Right. So we try to get them to really think about, okay, what would it be like? How would this affect her? How would it affect her education? How would it affect her financially? What other relationships in her life would it affect? How could it potentially affect the child? And again, just really getting them to think and have conversations in the classroom. And honestly, they have a lot of good answers because they see this. They know. So they are able to speak up in that class and say, hey, here's the challenges that I've seen. And again, we hope that helps students really slow down and think about it may not be as easy as you think.
I mean, the economics of it all, the logistics of it all. And I think that those things are much more important than you see, you know, or, you know, watch episodes of television shows where kids are responsible for an egg or a bag of flour for a month. It's for comedic purposes, but it also trivializes the very depth of the importance of learning.
Right. I agree with you. And so we do. We spend a good portion of the curriculum on that particular topic. You know, one activity we do is we'll give them money and we'll talk about, okay, what does this look like on a budget for a month? And then we'll talk about, you know, if you can't finish high school, this is, you know, a typical budget for somebody, you know, who doesn't have a high school degree, which when you get pregnant as a teen, statistically, only about half of those girls go on to graduate high school. So again, we just try to take it to another level. And
then the number's got to be even smaller. The only about half of those girls who become teenage mothers graduate high school. And it's got to be significantly lower for those who go on to complete some sort of post-secondary education, college or community college, you know, something like that.
Sure. And you know, we do try to be clear on the challenges that are there, but then we also don't want them to feel despair. If you find out you're in a situation like that, we try to help encourage them that there are resources in our community that can encourage you and help you overcome these statistics and odds, but you are better off to avoid that in the first place.
Sure. Kayla, Katie, Lisa, can you tell me a little bit about some of these curriculums? I know that you do in the school systems, and I know that you do educational parent planning and things like that at the health department. I'm certain of that. So if someone would like to have some of these curriculums or some of these resources that the Putnam County Health Department provides or the Cookeville Pregnancy Center that they provide, if someone wants to offer this kind of educational opportunity for, let's just say, a church youth group or a business maybe a private school or something of that nature. If someone wants to offer some of these programs, can you tell me how they would go about doing that and who they would need to contact?
Well, I could go ahead and say first, I want parents to be aware. By the way, we do a lot more than just talk about teen pregnancy. I didn't know if you wanted to know the other things we're talking about. you know, we do talk a little bit about STD prevention. We do talk a little bit about the emotional aspects of sexual activity, those types of things. But our curriculum is available. Every year, the law states that Putnam County School System will have a forum where or an opportunity for parents to come in, view the curriculum. So that's every September. The school board has, you know, sees everything and gives that opportunity for questions, things like that. Also, we are available through email, through, you know, even to call or to come by, and we let parents, we welcome parents to come and look at the curriculum because we want them to feel informed and to know what their child is being taught, because we know that the parent is the best educator. So we want to just simply be another voice saying what a parent would say at home. And so one way.
And not just regarding teenage pregnancy, but even other of the issues that you discussed, the risk behaviors, the alcohol abuse or use, the drug use and abuse. I think all of those things and lowering those, like you said, the first place of education is in the home.
Right.
And the more informed and more involved the parent is, the less involvement you all have to actually have.
Right.
It's Your Health and You. I'm Marsha Lee, speaking today with our friends from the Putnam County Health Department, Katie Woodard, Kayla French, and Lisa Reeves with the Cookeville Pregnancy Clinic. Kayla, we're talking about different educational opportunities and curriculums. What is offered with the Putnam County Health Department?
Well, we have a new curriculum that we've recently been trained on called Girl Talk. And it's designed for trusted adults and youth to attend trainings about decision making and communication with the family. So it usually involves, you know, the daughter and the mother in the class at the same time, and we'll split them up, you know, to do different things separately and bring them back together in a group as a whole. But we can offer this to your youth group. We can host it at the health department or at your church or at your place of business if you can gather a bunch of mothers and children who are interested in learning more about this. And we also have several resources at the health department. If you need anything, you can always come by the health department and ask for family planning resources, or you can give us a call as well.
Sure. That sounds like a great opportunity for church youth groups to have a girl talk session. You know, just call it girl talk. Moms and daughters learn together what healthy decision making is.
It's a pretty comfortable curriculum, so it's nothing where anybody may feel like, oh, I don't want to do that with my parents, but it's actually very laid back, but it's, you know, it's real, so.
That's great. And Lisa, we touched a little bit about the curriculum that is offered in the Putnam County school system through the Cookeville Pregnancy Clinic, and you talked a little bit about how you follow a very specific set of guidelines that's set forth by the state. But what about those parents that don't necessarily want, for whatever reason, whether it is just a social or religious or just a preference, whatever the case may be, what about those parents who don't want their children to participate?
Well, the guidelines in the state say that you have to send home a permission slip 30 days in advance to the class being taught, and so we always adhere to that. The Putnam County teachers are in charge of the dates of that, and they distribute those, they collect those, they check to make sure, you know, it's a active permission slip with a yes or a no
sure.
on it, and so they collect those, and then they're in charge of that. And then, of course, like you said, they have the total freedom to opt out if it's something that they don't want to do.
And websites, do we have websites where we could direct folks if they wanted more information, contact numbers?
My information, you can contact Melanie Bussell at Coordinated School Health with the Putnam County School System, and she can get me in touch with you, or you could call the Cookeville Pregnancy Clinic and ask for my number.
Great. Or folks could stop by the Putnam County Health Department if they had interest in the services that you all offer, or give you guys a call then.
Yes.
Perfect. Thank you so much, ladies, for joining me today. I'm Marsha Lee. We've enjoyed our talk today about National Teen Pregnancy Prevention Month, which is the month of May. Katie Woodard and Kayla French, public health educators, and Lisa Reeves, the sexual risk avoidance director with the Cookeville Pregnancy Clinic. I just appreciate you so much helping the Upper Cumberland be better informed, better prepared, and just live a better life.